listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. Labor's election costings have been unveiled, showing its promises are worth an extra $7.4 billion when compared to the Coalition's commitments. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says they're spending more on childcare, aged care and TAFE, which he believes won't put extra pressure on inflation.
Because what it will do is produce a return. It produces economic activity.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Anthony Albanese is out of his depth.
Who has never delivered a budget, who has never held a Treasury portfolio, who doesn't know the unemployment rate, who doesn't know the cash rate, and in press conferences is running away from taking the hard questions.
The national unemployment rate has fallen to 3.9% today. Ryan Felsman from ComSec says it hasn't been that low for nearly 50 years.
It's the lowest number since August 1974. We've also seen continuation of strong job gains with unemployment rates for males at 4%. That's the lowest since October 2008. And for females, even lower levels of 3.7%. That's actually the lowest since May 1974.
It's been a historic day in New South Wales, with voluntary assisted dying legalised in the state. It was the final state in Australia to introduce the laws. And Pauline Hanson will be in isolation on Election Day. The One Nation leader has tested positive to COVID following a trip to Perth. In sport, we finally heard from interim Canterbury coach Mick Potter for the first time following the departure of Trent Barrett. Potter will take the reins tomorrow night against the West Tigers, but was coy when asked if he'd be interested in the gig next year.
It's not to say I wouldn't, but right at the moment, I'm just doing this job and I feel so much freer by having the knowledge that I've just got a certain period to do this.
Tonight, Newcastle will take on the Broncos, who are going for five in a row.
Listener.